Hello, my name's Emma Walker. I'm a member of Shooters Hill Players, and I'm here with me is Janet White, a member of Shooters Hill Players. So Janet, what made you decide to join Shooters Hill Players?
I saw it on Facebook and I knew immediately that I wanted to join. I've always wanted to act, always loved acting. In fact, in primary school, my mum went to a parents' evening and came back absolutely fuming because she said, Janet can't do anything. She can't do maths, English. The only thing she can do is act. So she was absolutely fuming. I went to secondary school and they didn't do drama. So it's sort of, you know, I didn't bother after that, but it was something always at the back of my mind. It's always something that, you know, when people say, what would you be if you wasn't doing this? I always would say an actress. So when I saw Shooters Hill Players on Facebook, I rang up straight away. I knew it was for me.
And when did you join Shooters Hill Players?
Just before the lockdown. Yes, I went to a couple of evenings and then it was lockdown. And then I had to learn how to use Zoom so that we could keep up with the writings and the plays.
What was the first play that you wrote?
The first play that I wrote was called Mum's the Word. Quite easy because the characters are real. It was a conversation between myself and my mum. And it was easy to write because I didn't have to make anything up. So that was the first play.
And how many do you think you've written so far?
I've written five so far. Five plays about 3 minutes long each.
And have they all been based on personal experience or have some of them been just your imagination?
No, in fact, the only one that is personal experience is Mum's the Word. All the others just came out of nowhere, just my imagination.
And when you wrote them, did you have yourself in mind to actually play the characters or did you have someone else in mind?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I'm trying to think. No, I just wrote them as though the characters did exist. And I never thought for a minute that I would play any of them, although I do play some of them. And I never had anyone else in mind. I just wrote the characters as they were, so to speak.
Are you working on anything at the moment?
No, but I haven't done a play for a while. So when I've got spare time, I should start to scribble one again.
How long does it take you to write a play, a radio play?
It depends. Once I've started, maybe only half an hour. It can actually take a long time in my imagination before I start to write stuff down, just getting the characters together, what they're saying, what are they doing, and the ending as well. That can take a long time to come. Once I've got a rough idea in my head and I start to write, it will take about half an hour from there then.
And what would you say is the hardest part of writing?
Writing, I think the ending is quite hard. Because in life you have conversations and situations happen. They don't actually have endings, do they? You just go on to another part of your life. But when I was writing Billy, I really didn't know how I was going to end it. In fact, the last 5 minutes, I just wrote the last couple of lines. And I was sort of shocked myself because I don't know where the ending came from. But it was there. And with the other...
Maybe we should say no more on that because we haven't actually broadcast Billy yet, have we?
Exactly. So, yeah, that was a bit of a surprise to myself because I hadn't thought of that ending. With the others, yeah, I think similar. I didn't really have an ending straight away, but maybe a bit before the final 10 seconds, like with Billy.
Do you prefer acting or writing?
I think I prefer acting because I've never written anything. But since we've started to write, I've actually quite enjoyed it. And I didn't know that I would be able to do it. And I think that's true of every one of us. None of us had... Well, maybe some people had written stuff, but I hadn't, apart from when I was a kid. You know, when I was a 10-year-old girl, I used to write in my diary and make up little stories. But no, this is the first time I've started to write, and I must admit, I've quite enjoyed it.
I think it's sometimes good to get things out of your head. And I think particularly at the moment, this last year has been... It's been pretty hard on everyone, and so it's been a good outlet to get rid of some ideas and also just to get a bit of a clearer mind, I think. Would you say there's anyone who you've been particularly inspired by, an actor or a writer?
No, not at all. I really enjoy dramas and I love going to the theatre, but I can't think that I've got one actor in mind that I think, oh yes, I must go and see them act. You know, if I go to a play or I watch a drama on telly, it's for the actual story, not normally because of the actors. In fact, the only time I ever notice an actor is if when they can't act. That's the only time I really notice. So, no, and also there's authors I like, but I know when I'm writing, I'm not writing anything like them. So, no, I can't say I'm inspired by any one particular person, but probably everyone in that respect.
Okay. Has anything funny happened to you while you've been writing or recording any of the plays?
No, the only thing I can think about was when our director Harry gave us Macbeth, Lady Macbeth. And I spent 3 days rehearsing it and taking it very seriously because Lady Macbeth, as you know, is a very, very serious part. And I thought I had it off pat and I was practicing in the car, you know, going to practice. And when I got there, Harry just had us crawling around on the floor, screaming and shouting. And it was nothing like anything I'd rehearsed. And I'd thought I'd got it so good and I was acted it so well. And there I was just like rolling around on the floor screaming. So no, that was a bit of a surprise, I suppose, and nothing like I intended it to be.
Yeah, I think that's part of his monologue work
Yeah,
as
that's
part of the
right.
acting class. So yeah. Well, thank you, Janet. That was very
Thank you very
interesting
much.
to find out why you're into playwriting, and it's been lovely to meet you in the last year.
And you, thank you.